The readings today are centered around a theme of virtuous leadership, especially spiritual leadership. Just like the priests in Judah after the exile, who were abusing their authority, as we see in the prophet Malachi today, our first reading, the Lord Jesus has some strong words to say to his disciples about the scribes and the Pharisees who functioned as the catechists and the religious educators of the Jewish people. And Jesus wanted his disciples and the crowds to do and observe whatever these scribes and Pharisees instructed. They sat on the chair of Moses. And so Jesus recognized, on one hand, the need and the importance of authoritative religious instruction. He wasn't saying ignore them. But he cautioned the people, he cautioned his disciples not to follow their example. The reason is that many of the scribes and Pharisees were hypocrites. They failed to practice what they preached. And then comes this punchy line: call no one on earth your father. We might scratch our heads at this. Catholics are sometimes criticized for addressing their priests as father because of this line. On the surface, it seems to contradict what Jesus teaches in Matthew's gospel. But we have to understand that in context, Jesus is using a literary device, as he does in other places in the gospel, called hyperbole, a striking overstatement to drive home a point. His intention here is not that we drop the use of the words father or teacher or master from our vocabulary altogether. In fact, the word father appears in other New Testament passages with reference to natural fathers at times, as well as spiritual fathers. What Jesus was doing was he was encouraging the apostles, in particular, to cultivate humility, to be conscious of the fact that in the end, they were brothers to those whom they served. They were children of one father, which is a truth that had been forgotten by the Pharisees and the scribes and by the priests in Malachi's day. I would argue very strongly that in the context, in reference to the scribes and the Pharisees, when Jesus says, call no one on earth your father, he was in part teaching about the great need for true spiritual fatherhood, rooted in humility and not in pride. This year's convocation of priests in Richmond, we gathered in Richmond this year, was entirely centered around this theme of spiritual fatherhood. That was the theme of our whole conference this year. And our speaker was a Dominican priest who based all of his lectures on the great teachers of the early centuries that tradition has referred to as the church fathers. St. Augustine of Hippo was one of those. And he recognized his role as a spiritual father. And he articulated his desire as a spiritual father in one of his sermons when he said to his people, what do I want? What do I desire? What do I long for? Why do I speak? Why do I live? Is it not for this intention, so that we may all live together with Christ? This is my desire. This is my honor. This is my possession. This is my joy. It is my glory. But if you will not listen to me, and still I will not be silent, I will free my soul. But I don't want to be saved without you. That is a striking line from a spiritual father, from the heart of a spiritual father. I don't want to be saved without you. In another place, in a letter, he wrote in regard to his role as a bishop and a priest and a spiritual father, he said, I am a dispenser of eternal salvation. He also, though, recognized, St. Augustine did, that while he was a spiritual father, he was also a fellow pilgrim with his people. He was traveling together with his people towards eternal life. And he says, quote, certainly, brethren, because God has willed it so, I am his priest. I am a sinner, he goes on. Together with you, I beat my breast. Together with you, I pray for pardon. Together with you, I hope God will be gracious. And this, I think, is this articulates so well the mystery of what Jesus is saying in the gospel today. While some in the church have been called to be teachers, Christ is also their teacher. Though shepherds, they also belong to Jesus' flock. Though spiritual fathers, they are also sons of God. We are all children of the one Father in heaven. And yet Christ has entrusted his people to the care of his priests so that he can continue to pour out his love through them, especially through the sacraments. Another church father from our conference who we discussed in a model of spiritual fatherhood, St. Leo the Great, marveled once in a sermon at the mystery of God's loving presence as he spoke to his spiritual sons and daughters. Listen to what he says. Quote, I do not doubt that we are visited by a more abundant grace of the divine presence today, when at the same time are present and with one light sparkle so many most beautiful tabernacles of God, so many most excellent members of the body of Christ. And this is a mystery we celebrate in a special way at this baptism today and in all the sacraments, simply the fact that God wants to dwell with his people, that you're a beautiful tabernacle of God. And so we thank him today as a new beautiful tabernacle is erected in Magdalene. And let's pray as well on this day, in a special way for all of our bishops and priests, so that they can be so conformed to the word of God, Jesus Christ, as to be true spiritual fathers, true instruments of the Lord's love, and dispensers of eternal salvation.